And I believe we have one more individual, Carla?
Yes, number 88, request of Portland Youth Climate Council to address council regarding the climate crisis.
Good morning. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Simon Skates. I've been here before. You probably recognize me. I'm part of the Portland Youth Climate Council.
Good to see you.
You too.
Move the mic a little closer.
A little closer? All right. Is that good?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Good.
Thank you. I'm here to talk to you today about our ongoing concerns about the Zenith Oil facility, concerns that we know you share. The expansion of oil production, its storage, and combustion is dangerous and destructive, going against everything science is telling us to be able to continue living on our planet. We understand that blocking Zenith's expansion, or better yet, shutting their operation down entirely, has proven difficult. Yet Zenith is a huge threat to our future, and we need you to continue this fight. In fact, Zenith Energy and previously ARC Logistics have operated their facility on a Title V air quality permit that expired in 2012. 8 years on an expired permit. This is unacceptable. However, there is a way the city can take a significant stand. The DEQ needs to take action on this permit, and luckily, the city has a great deal of potential power in this process. In Oregon, cities get to make a land use determination in conjunction with this type of permit. Zenith has to request a land use compatibility statement from the city of Portland. And that is where the city has the power and the opportunity to halt this project's expansion and shut it down. The city must ask the DEQ not issue a permit until the city can review the consistency of the permit with the local land use compatibility. The last time the city of Portland issued a land use compatibility statement for the address at which Zenith operates was in 1995. A lot has changed since then. And there are many ways that Zenith's operation is not consistent with the city's comprehensive plan. The environmental destruction and degradation from oil extraction and combustion, the heightened risks and dangers of tar sands oil trains and tar sands facilities, as well as the liquefaction risks, all pose threats which are greatly endangering to our communities. Not to mention the expansion of fossil fuel infrastructure, and on top of that, Zenith is operating with an expired permit. If you can't drive around your car with expired tags, why can a tar sand oil facility operate with expired permits? In order to protect everything we love and care about, the Portland Youth Climate Council asks the city to use this power to undertake a complete land use review and determine that Zenith Energy is not compatible with the 2035 comprehensive plan, current code, and binding city policy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And could I get a copy of your testimony?
Yeah, definitely. I can give you mine.
If I could grab that, if you could just leave it with Carla.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. Good testimony.
Yeah, thank
you. Greatly appreciated.